God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
My administration will be focused on three very important words. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
A policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And that's right. My name is Scott Adams, and I'm joined by Leonore Carvota. And we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Scott Adams Show. We're live this morning. It's Friday, February 10th, 2017. And man, oh man, of Shevitz, every single day it seems like we have more news to fill into an hour than the day before. And last night is no exception. Of course, we know about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and their vote, which was 3-0, to basically uphold the stay that the Washington Circuit Judge laid down, which was to ban or put a hold on the Trump ban.
So basically, we're upholding the restraining order to stop Trump's travel order.
Right. So you have Justice Robart that issued the order. That got appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. There were three, you know, basically circus clowns. That's what they call it, the Ninth Circus, or the Nine Nuts or something like that.
Yeah, but the Nine Nuts. They have had a number of nicknames.
Yeah, they have no business wearing a black robe at this point. They really need to run for office and, you know, get a political action campaign going, because they're legislating from the bench. I mean, this is how we got here, right? I mean, we got here because Scalia represented the deciding figure on the Supreme Court, making the Supreme Court a 5-4 leaning right. And that was central to the election. And when Donald Trump, you know, campaigned, of course, Supreme Court was a big deal. That's exactly why it is that Donald Trump unprecedentedly came out with a list of Supreme Court justices that he would consider for the next seat.
And he had them months ago. He had them in the spring of last year.
The whole benchmark was to be more of an originalist, a Scalia-esque type of justice. And now we have Justice Gorsuch. But what has happened has so many ramifications. And there's several ways to go about countering this and dealing with this. But the Democrats really ought to be ashamed of themselves, you know, when you think about it. But when you think about it also, it's one of these things where it's like, where are the Republicans being this aggressive when the Democrats were in charge?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, hats off to Chuck Schumer for being the obstructionist that he is, or hats off to the liberals who actually cherry picked, you know, Washington State as their platform for making the argument so that it would be appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal Court of Appeals in the country.
And also the Court of Appeals that's most appealed.
That has... I guess it's about 85% that they get overturned 85% of the time. So, you know, they cherry picked that. That was by design. That was a planned attack. And Trump understands this. He does. And he has several options. And the options really are to either go to a full court, which the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you would add six and basically get it heard by a whole bunch of liberals.
I think it'd be heard by 11 people. I think that's how it would work.
It's 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I also heard that that there isn't a situation where you can add six into the mix in addition to the three. But either way, you're still going to have a bunch of liberals. And in fact, it was surprising that even George W. Bush's appointees, one of the ones on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as well as Justice Rubart, were both appointed by George W. Bush. So was Chief Justice Roberts, who actually, I think, also legislated from the bench when he took a look at the Obamacare and decided that the words on the page didn't really mean what they said. You know, those four famous words about power to the states.
Right.
Well, you know, you wonder what side of the fence George W. Bush was on. I'm going to say he's on the same side of the fence as John McCain. And we're going to get to John McCain a little later in the show, because John McCain also is a troublemaker for the Republican Party. He's probably enemy number one for the Republican Party in a lot of respects because of the hats that he's able to wear, the respect that he has conjured up over the years, and the alliances and the partnerships and the backroom deals and the palm greasing that went on with John McCain. So there's, you know, a lot of people owe John McCain a lot of, and John McCain owns a lot of people, but John McCain is one of the worst parts of the Trump opponents. He's worse than Chuck Schumer in some respects, because he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. But we'll get to that later. But Trump has a lot of options. He has the go to a full court, which would mean that you'd get a whole bunch more liberals, or maybe some George W. Bush appointees, which are liberals.
Doesn't sound like a great option.
Right. So that we're going to the next steps, and there's four. And going to a full court would be one of them. Back to Washington State. Justice James Rubart.
Right? Somehow that doesn't sound like a great idea
No matter how you slice it, that liberal is going to come down on the side of, well, he uttered the words Black Lives Matter before the bench. Like that wasn't even relevant. And the problem that's most bothersome about this whole case is they didn't even talk about the executive order. They talked about intent. They talked about discrimination. They talked about things that aren't even in our Constitution, like constitutional rights for foreign nationals. Well, that break came up kind of quick, and you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We're going to get the other parts of the list after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio for MyPillow. I used to have trouble sleeping. MyPillow changed all that. I now fall asleep within moments of my head touching my pillow. That's how comfortable MyPillow is with its patented interlocking fill. MyPillow stays cool and does not go flat. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day comfort guarantee. MyPillow is also the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and it's made right here in the USA. MyPillow is now offering Red State Talk Radio listeners a four-pack special with two premium standard or queen pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's four pillows for the price of one. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-961-9194 and ask for promo code REDSTATE. That's 1-800-961-9194, promo code REDSTATE. Put sleepless nights behind you with MyPillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of
of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-1519. That's 1-800-987-1519. Terms and conditions apply.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams. I'm joined by Leonore Carbota, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Scott Adams Show. It is Friday, February 10th, 2017. We're live, and we were talking about the next steps related to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where they, late in the evening, decided 3-0 that they were going to basically agree with James Robart, the circuit judge out of Washington State that was cherry-picked by the ACLU type of lawyers, the liberals, and the liberal attorney general out there, was exploited in doing so by the liberal groups that wanted to have that platform, the Washington State Northwest type of liberal atmosphere, to wage their war and bring it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, known as the Ninth Circus, because they have such a horrible track record in upholding and supporting the Constitution, that they have no business wearing black robes, that they have about an 85% appeal rating at the Supreme Court, meaning that everything that comes out of their court is bogus and ridiculous. And yet still, you have people like, what was her name? Hillary Clinton? Trolling the situation, tweeting out 3-0. 3-0. And so what does Kellyanne Conway do? She whips right back and she says, yeah, PA, Wisconsin, and Michigan. You're right. 3-0.
Take that, gotcha. Hillary Clinton. You're not president. You lost the election.
Well, you know, Donald Trump tweeted out, obviously, and he said, in all caps, see you in court. The security of our nation is at stake. Exclamation point. Which actually, if you want to know, exclamation point means he wrote that tweet. That's okay. What the exclamation point means.
How do you know that he wrote it when you have the exclamation point?
Well, that's the symbol that says this was tweeted by Donald Trump.
Okay.
And just about 5 minutes ago, Donald Trump tweeted out lawfare, which I've never heard that word before, lawfare, colon, in quotes, remarkably, in the entire opinion, the panel did not bother even to cite this statute, a disgraceful decision. So I guess Lawfare is a publication and that wrote, remarkably, in the entire opinion, the panel did not bother even to cite the statute. And that is USC
1182.
Okay, and Section F, which is so clear that the president has the authority to do what he did.
Yeah. Lawfare is a publication that deals with hard national security choices. But it's very interesting because that specific statute gives the president the power to do anything within his disposal to protect our country from a national security perspective.
Yeah, but for Hillary Clinton to act like that's a win, that she won in the bastion of liberalism with a court that's anti-American, And I say anti-American not because of their ruling, but because any judge in any court that doesn't adhere to the Constitution is by itself un-American. And naturally, the same crew, the liberals, who actually hired a bunch of Muslim Brotherhood IT people, we're going to get to this case later, too.
Yes, that sounds interesting.
Who are now under scrutiny for espionage. They hired them as IT people, paid them $165,000 a year each. They were three brothers, part of the Muslim Brotherhood, working IT for our intelligence department. Yeah, that's a case that's going to blow up big time, bigly. Now, let's get back to the next steps. We already talked about going to a full court. That's not an option because that's just basically six more liberals, and including George W. Bush appointees, which it seems like every one of them has turned out to be a little bit of a liberal. You know, I mean, it's like, what was George W. Bush thinking when he was hiring these justices? I mean, we remember Justice Roberts, who has a mediocre track record when it comes to conservatism or originalism or looking at the Constitution as a dead document instead of a living progressive interpretation of a document that should be interpreted, because he misinterpreted the words on the page, Justice Roberts. So Justice Roberts has proven to be not such a great justice after all. No, the best justice that we've ever had is Justice Scalia. And to replace him with the likeness of Scalia was an order, and that's why Donald Trump won that election. But the Trump ban, next steps, go to the full courts, not an option, back to the Washington State Circuit Court for a full hearing, because what that was a preliminary hearing. Go to a full hearing, you're still going to have George W. Bush's appointee, Justice James Robart, in lockstep with the liberals on this, because he uttered the words Black Lives Matter on the bench. He never looked at the statute himself. He asked questions. He made accusations. And the accusation was, has there been any arrests from people coming into our country from the seven countries that were banned? And the lawyer said, no, we didn't do that data work. He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, none, zero. That's how many. And then it came out that there was about 20 cases, plus the ones we can't even prove. So there was a lot of case study that proved that Justice James Robart from Washington State was lying on the bench or just completely ignorant to the facts. Either way, this would fail on appeal in a normal court, but what the liberals want is a banana republic. They want us to be like a third world country for some ungodly reason. But that's where we're heading if we keep on down this road, and Trump's not going to let it happen, and neither are the people listening to this program right now. Neither are the people that care about this country, the patriots, the three percenters, and the people who care about our country, the conservatives, who care about the Constitution. Now, we could head back to the Supreme Court. That's another option.
Well, that could make for interesting theatrics, but well, it's going to take too long.
It's 4-4.
It's 4-4. And if you get Gorsuch in there, this goes back to the original conversation about how the Democrats are slow walking everything related to Trump. And what they would do is they put up a big fight about the Gorsuch nomination, which they are already doing,
then you'll go nuclear.
But I still think this is going to take too long for it to go to the Supreme Court.
Exactly. I was listening to... I don't know if it was, I don't think it was Napolitano, but it was somebody. And I remember hearing the timeline. And the timeline was 6 weeks. So you go through your rounds and you talk to the senators. You schedule, you know, a hearing. That takes a few, you know, days and weeks. And then you go through the whole confirmation process. And by that time, you're into April. And we wouldn't expect to have see Gorsuch on the bench until about May. So we really don't want to wait that long because, you know, we want to tighten up our borders now. Already, since this whole debacle has happened, we've seen an escalation, a spike in the amount of people from these war-torn countries, these countries with a lot of terrorism, these countries. The biggest problem with the countries isn't so much the bad characters. That's part of it. But when you call up Somalia and you say, hey, yo, Somalia.
hey, yo, Somalia.
It's like, tell me about your, you know, tell me about this character. It's like, well, he's a great guy because he works for me. And we're terrorists who run the government here.
Right.
I mean, so
there's,
like,
there's no third party that doesn't have a dog in the fight.
No, the people running the show are the people you don't want in our country in Somalia. That's the problem. They're tribal tribunes, and there's a bunch of tribes and warlords. And some of them are just, they hate America. Yeah, sure. My problem, your problem. Mi casa, you casa. Anyway, here we go. So we're not going to head back to the Supreme Court. We're not going to go to a full court on the Ninth Circuit. We're not going to go back to Washington for a full hearing. But what we are going to do probably is reissue another executive order. That's our fourth option.
That sounds like the easiest option.
That's exactly right. So we go to reissue an executive order. Now, one of the problems that was cited with respect to this is that, because the whole question, really, beyond the one that they didn't want to address, which is, does the president have the authority? Well, the president clearly has the authority. That's why the Ninth Circuit, and that's why James Rubart, the justice out in Washington, didn't want to talk about it. Because that law is clear. So the order was clearly legal. But what they wanted to hang their hat on, and what the Civil Liberties Union was having a problem with and questioning, was the green card. A person who has a green card, technically, and I put my fingers up in quotes, technically is a citizen that's protected under the Constitution. So when they're over abroad and they're coming back on a green card or a visa that's valid, they should not be rejected. It should only be the immigrants and the refugees and the illegals that might be coming through and wanting to gain citizenship here that we could block. So if we reissue another executive order, it would be better than what we currently have, which is nothing right now. It's been put on hold. So we would gain something, buy ourselves some time to get Gorsuch into the Supreme Court, then come out with another executive order that's a little bit more pressing and win it on appeal at the Supreme Court, especially if it's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that's weighing in on it, because they botch every case they touch. Well, there's our music, and you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's Friday, February 10th, 2017. We're live, and we'll see you after the break.
Hey, this is Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio for MyPillow. I used to have trouble sleeping. MyPillow changed all that. I now fall asleep within moments of my head touching my pillow. That's how comfortable MyPillow is with its patented interlocking fill. MyPillow stays cool and does not go flat. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day comfort guarantee. And it's made right here in the USA. MyPillow is now offering Red State Talk Radio listeners a 4-pack special with 2 premium standard or queen pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's 4 pillows for the price of 1. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-961-9194 and ask for promo code REDSTATE. That's 1-800-961-9194, promo code REDSTATE. Put sleepless nights behind you with MyPillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-766-0878. 800-766-0878.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-766-0878. 800-766-0878.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IBC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams. I'm joined by Leonora Cravota, and you're listening to the Scott Adams Show. We're live. It's Friday, February 10th, 2017. And, you know, one thing that's happening, it seems like, is that the Democrats are doing everything they can for political gain or for political purposes. I believe that the open borders was nothing more than a way to import votes. I believe that the refugee crisis was designed in part to increase Democrat voters for the Democrats. I also think that we have a lot of voter fraud in our country and that Donald Trump is hitting every note perfectly. And he's working his butt off. I don't know what the Congress is doing. I know the Senate is playing around with Chuck Schumer, playing a song and dance. And you got numbnuts like John McCain and Lindsey Graham making matters even worse. What was it, McCain a few days ago, maybe last week? A couple days ago. Comes out and he starts bad-mouthing the Yemen raid, where we got a lot of treasure trove and a lot of secret top secrets. And he badmouthed the guy, Ryan Owen, I think his name was.
Ryan
Owen lost his life, 12 tours, 2 bronze stars. The guy was an American hero. I think he was 39 years old. I mean, he's a veteran. You know, that's getting up there in years to be doing what he was doing in Yemen. And he was a seasoned veteran. We had some injuries. We had a loss of life. This was a mission that was planned under the Obama administration. But it was given. The order was granted by Donald Trump because it was requested and it was granted and got a lot of information for it. Donald Trump showed up at the funeral. He paid his respects. He went to Florida. He went to MacDill Air Force Base. He mentioned the loss at a press conference. He spoke up about this. He didn't just hear about it and then go off to the golf course and golf down in Mar-a-Lago, like Obama historically has, that type of deal. No, he has been working his butt off. I don't know what the Congress is doing. But I can tell you that Donald Trump is doing his fair share. And John McCain and people like him are not. They're making matters even worse. By the way, just pay attention. Every time you hear McCain and Lindsey Graham talk about ISIS, they use the term ISIL in Levant, disrespect to Israel. It favors. It's coded messaging. And if you notice, everybody that is anti-Trump or everybody that's liberal uses that term. They use it for a reason. Which makes me wonder why it is that the liberals have a slobbering love affair with the Muslims. I mean, I don't understand it. But what bothers me a lot is that the world we're living in, whether it be the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square or Berlin, where people were all too happy to have to be surrounded by a bunch of garbage trucks and sandbags and go through metal detectors and can't go to the bathroom. I mean, the Eiffel Tower right now, it's been reported, is under attack. They just, in Paris, exploited a plot and thwarted a plot to blow up the Eiffel Tower. Because they have these open borders and these Muslims seem to somehow want to blow things up all the time. And I'm sorry, but you know, that's who it is. Every single time it's someone saying Allahu Akbar and they have some Arabic name. I'm not allowed to formulate any kind of an opinion about that.
Well, you're just drawing, connecting the dots based on the evidence
it's like,
presented.
Duh, right? So, you know, what Donald Trump wants to do is assess the dangers and ban it until we can figure out a way to vet it. And you can't vet from some of these countries. They're just too corrupt. But the Eiffel Tower now is going to be all too happy to put a piece of glass around the Eiffel Tower so that you have to go through a security entrance.
You know,
it'll be bulletproof glass to boot.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think, I haven't been to the Eiffel Tower in a while, but the first time I visited it, there certainly was no security to go through it. But over the course of time, this has evolved because these places have become targets.
We shouldn't have to live this way. We should address this problem. And you know what? This ban would go a long way in inconveniencing the Muslim population. So what? At some point, you say, well, okay, innocent people are going to get caught in the crossfire here, and they're going to be inconvenienced. You know what else will happen? They'll stand up and do something for a change. When was the last time you saw a march that wasn't hateful? All I see are Black Lives Matter and people breaking things. Occupy Wall Street. People aren't allowed to make money. Thrive. Capitalism, it sucks. What is it? What country are we living in?
I got an answer to the march that isn't hateful. The Right to Life march that happened a few weeks ago. That right. wasn't hateful.
No, but the point is that we have these hate groups that are being, you know, Rochester City School District. You know what they decided to do? Just found out in the last 24 hours? Have a Black Lives Matter Day, February 17th, 2017. Is that crazy or what? To me, that's crazy. This is a group that said, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon.
And we already have a Black History Month. We already have that in our culture. This is subversive.
Well, it's anti-American as well because it's also segregative.
Of course it is.
You know, and we talk about segregation. They want their safe zones. They want all Black spaces.
We're going in the other direction.
Yeah, and this is after 8 years of Obama. And you wonder, okay, well, it's Obama's fault. When in 2009, after we elect our first Black president, Eric Holder has the nerve to say, when it comes to race, we as Americans are a nation of cowards. That's not an olive branch. That is not the way forward. That is not how you handle this situation. When Ferguson is under siege because of a botched housing and urban development project that segregated the classes and caused this kettle to burst, Obama's solution to the problem to keep the peace was to get Al Sharpton out there. And what happened when Obama got involved to keep the peace was he achieved the exact opposite result. He doesn't like guns? Well, guess what? He's about the leading gun salesman in America today, Obama, because he scares people to death with his rhetoric. And so when you think about it, Obama, when he calls ISIS, the JV teams are not. When he says they're contained, they bomb Paris. When he says Yemen is a great success story, it goes up in flames a month later. I mean, this is a guy, really, who's been wrong about everything. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon, only to find out Trayvon's packing heat on social media and selling drugs. Yeah, well, okay, if that's the son you're proud about, then fine, go ahead. But this is the 8 years. So what we're seeing is a culmination of 8 years of Obama. And you see a Democrat Party that in every confirmation, it's 52 to 47 or 52 to 48.
That's become the magic number.
It used to be 99 to nothing. It used to be, you know, 85 to 15. I mean, it used to be quite different. And you can't deny the facts. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
You almost have a sense that people are being told how to vote, because we saw this with Jeff Sessions. Many Democrats thought he was a great guy, but you get the sense they were told by Chuck Schumer that they must oppose him. That's why he only got Joe Manchin.
And what they did with Sessions and what Elizabeth Warren did, calling him a racist and using the words of Coretta Scott King. But you know what she did say that Coretta Scott King said? She said when it came to Parks,
Rosa Parks.
When it came to Rosa Parks and her memorial, where Sessions was responsible for making that happen, Coretta Scott King thanked him for his work on that and for being present at the memorial service, the unveiling of this memorial.
Well, in other words, her thoughts evolved.
Coretta Scott King said that immigration would be bad for the black job market. Now, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the one who lied about her heritage, saying she was a Cherokee, says that she could get a job as a minority at Harvard University, lied her way in to get a job, then said, you didn't build that. She was the architect of that. But the point is that this is one of the leaders of the Democrat Party throwing the race card around, when in fact the last senator that was part of the KKK was Robert Byrd, West Virginia Democrat. The father of segregation, truly, really, was George Wallace. He was the guy that stood in front of the doors and didn't let those two black children go into the school building. Well, he was a Democrat. Okay, so, I mean, you know, the only sitting Supreme Court justice on the bench today, Clarence Thomas, appointed by a conservative, a Republican. He was appointed by Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
And so when you think about it, George W. Bush appointed the highest black appointments in the history. And that included a woman, Condi Rice, Colin Powell. So, you know, the Republican Party was established in 1854, not more than a block from where we're broadcasting from. At 810 Locust Street in Philadelphia, you can look it up. It's called the Music Fund Hall. It was the place for the first convention, the Republican convention. And you know what the plaque out front, signed off by the city of Philadelphia, says? That the Republican Party was established to abolish slavery. And when you look at the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, where the Republicans voted 100% for black people to gain full citizenship, not three-fifths of a person, and then the 14th Amendment for them to have the right to vote, and the 15th Amendment for all men to the right to vote, overwhelming support by the Republicans, almost zero support from the Democrats. And when you look at the civil rights that was pushed through by the Republicans in the 1950s, it was rejected by Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson only did the civil rights thing from a political perspective, where he said, we're going to own that black group for the next 200 years. And he used the N-word when he did it. So the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for trying to flip this upside down and inside out and lie to the American people, all in the name of votes. Open our borders and ruin our national security, all in the name of votes. Hire those Muslims at the IT department in the intelligence area.
165,000 each, much more than anybody else makes
in the
in
name
that
of
job.
Votes and support of the Muslim Brotherhood, a hate group and a radical terror group. Well, you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We're live, and we're going to be back after the break.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-790-4294. 800-790-4294.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-1519. That's 1-800-987-1519. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio for My Pillow. I used to have trouble sleeping. My Pillow changed all that. I now fall asleep within moments of my head touching my pillow. That's how comfortable My Pillow is with its patented interlocking fill. My Pillow stays cool and does not go flat. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. My Pillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day comfort guarantee. My Pillow is also the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and it's made right here in the USA. My Pillow is now offering Red State Talk Radio listeners a 4-pack special with 2 premium standard or queen pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. That's 4 pillows for the price of 1. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-961-9194 and ask for promo code Red State. That's 1-800-961-9194, promo code Red State. Put sleepless nights behind you with My Pillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with The Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams. I'm joined by Leonora Cravota, and you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We're live. It's Friday, February 10th, 2017. And let's see if we got any more Donald Trump tweets. Let's see.
He usually sends out about 4 or 5 of them while we're doing our show every morning.
The last one, we've already read it. That's the lawfare one. Remarkably, in the entire opinion, the panel did not bother even to cite the statute. A disgraceful decision. One of the things I wanted to bring up that was on my list of things to talk about with regard to security, national security, which, you know, let's face it, this ban is all about national security and border security.
Exactly. But we have to remember it's not a ban.
It's border security, you know, but it's not the southern border. It's the airports, which is also a border. And, the Web Examiner just gave me a tweet.
That little bell.
We already beat them to it by quite a while, about a half hour. The wall is expected to cost $21.8 billion, and that is basically expected to take 3.5 years. And that's in government time, so you can probably say it's going to take a little longer than that.
Kelly was a little optimistic, John Kelly. He said 2 years.
I think that was the government assessment. I think Trump's assessment is going to be much more aggressive. That's what they said about the Wallman rink in New York. They said that the ice rink was going to take, it took 6 years before they even could They and then before they could even find out that they couldn't make it happen. And then Trump said, I'll take care of it. Got private funding, public funding, made it happen, built it in 6 months.
He prides himself on bringing in projects early and under budget.
Under budget and ahead of schedule. And I don't know. He's a builder. I have a feeling that it is going to be closer to 2 to 3 years. I expect that come 2020, around summertime, we'll have the wall fully built. But between now and then, probably within the first 2 years, we'll have strategic parts of the wall in strategic places prioritized. And it'll really go a long way in limiting how much of the border needs to be covered without a wall. And it's just going to improve with every day. So that's that. But, you know, while you were sleeping,
a lot of things happen. We have a new Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Tom Price, who is currently a congressional representative from the 6th District in Georgia. He's now the new HHS Secretary. So, again, his appointment is a little controversial because there was some issue with his involvement with a particular company that he had inside knowledge, but that apparently has passed. But the confirmation vote was 52 to 47, which seems to be the magic number these days, because you get the sense, as we were saying in the last segment, that all these Democrats are being told to oppose all of Trump's nominees. So usually you just get like one lone Democrat in there.
Oh, it's amazing how far behind. You know, they had 7 nominations confirmed on inaugural day for George W. Bush and Obama. Obama.
And Trump only had 2. So there's a couple of other nominations.
Well, how many do we have so far?
We currently now have,
approximately.
Well, he's the 7th cabinet member, but then there were a couple other names that are not considered cabinet, like Nikki Haley, and I think a CIA director is not considered cabinet either.
So we have 5 cabinet members.
So it's a 7 now if you count Price. It was 6
so
before.
So finally we caught up to inaugural day for every other president.
Finally. But then we have a number of other nominations that are imminent, or excuse me, confirmations that are imminent. Linda McMahon, who's the SBA nominee, she apparently is a consensus candidate, and so she should pass, and that should happen within the next week. Also, Steve Mnuchin, they've talked about coming in over the weekend. So this is a good one, Scott. The Republicans wanted to come in on Saturday to vote. The Democrats didn't want to because they wanted to push Mnuchin.
Of course, they want to delay.
So that could happen. That could potentially happen Monday.
I wish the Republicans had as much fight as the Democrats with the losing hand they have.
And then the other candidate who's also viewed as a consensus candidate is Shulkin, who is the candidate for the VA. So that could also happen within the next couple of days.
You mentioned Poosner, right?
Poosner I haven't mentioned yet. Okay. Poosner is the Labor Secretary nominee, and I think he's going to take a little longer because there's some controversy. There was already controversy about his background. He's the president of CKE Restaurants, which owns Hardee's, because of the whole minimum wage debate. And plus, on top of that, like other nominees in the past, some of Bill Clinton's, I think Bill Clinton went through this with 3 of his attorney general nominees before he picked Janet Reno. Nannygate. He had another Nannygate situation. So while it appears to have been resolved that he dealt with the situation once he found out the person about the person's
legal
status.
Well, they just don't like him because he's anti-minimum. You know,
that's what I just said.
Wage.
Yeah.
So he's going to be
slow walked a little longer, but hopefully, as I was saying, that McMahon and Shulkin will go through quickly.
Well, you know, Mitch McConnell needs to come up with a little bit of a better strategy in out-slicking his opponents in the Senate, because I just think he's being played. I mean, the only thing I've seen him do that's been aggressive is he basically objected to Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
Spilling, you know, racial accusations toward a guy that's done more for the black people than she ever did.
And in actuality, it's a mixed bag whether his doing that was helpful or harmful, because the reality is she raised a whole bunch of money and she was viewed as the victim by many people, you know, that was being told to sit in her seat. And, you know, and I'm sure there are going to be people that are going to say, oh, she's a woman, so he told her to sit down, you know. So there's a lot of ways in which she has parlayed this to her advantage.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the other things that happened over the last 24 hours, so much has happened, right? I mean, think about it.
You blink and you miss it.
You know, we had called this, though. I said when Trump presidency was still but a dream, I said, could you imagine what a Trump press conference would be like? Never did I think Sean Spicer, right? You know, he's a real maverick. He's a gun blazer, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Trump did something that I wasn't really expecting. And that is that he spoke with the leaders of China. And he has come out and said that he supports the one China after all. After a call. And so the one China policy was where, you know, we don't really acknowledge Taiwan. We have exclusive arrangements with China. And that China really gets the better end of that stick. But I think what it tells me is that because of all the pushback from the Democrats and from some of the Republicans like McCain and Lindsey Graham and a bunch of others with regard to Russia and the sanctions, this has really become a little bit of a problem where I think Trump feels he doesn't have the leverage he's going to need in order to face up to China just yet. Well, and he's smart enough to know that. But that leverage comes with a lot of other things that need to happen first. One, we need a better relationship with Russia. And that is only going to happen if we relax the sanctions. But you got losers in the Senate like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, for that matter, and even Mitch McConnell, who happen to be leaders in the Senate. They're the senior stalwarts. And yet they're the ones standing in the way, promoting more sanctions for Russia, hurting our chances in the Middle East to regain control of the end game there. And they just don't see it because they have other vested interests. There's only one reason why it is that they have such a firm agenda here. And it has nothing to do with how bad Putin is or Al-Assad. It's that they drew a line in the sand. They made up their mind. They were going to go one way and no other way. But their way is wrong. It has failed. And to support them is to really oppose Donald Trump. And I think that they've been worse than the Democrats in some respects because they are wrapped in sheep's clothing, the Republican clothing.
Well, I want to make a comment about the whole one China thing. I think the reason why this became such a big to-do was because Trump accepted a phone call congratulating him from the president of Taiwan back in November.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. And that's why it became a big brouhaha what his perception was.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's a whole other part of it. But no, he's come around to that because of the leverage. But, you know, the Russian sanctions, if we relax the sanctions and we open up trade with Russia, and then what we do is we partner with them to take out ISIS, prop Al-Assad back up, that is the solution and the strategy that Trump supports. That is the one opposed by McCain and Lindsey Graham and everybody else who calls ISIS ISIL. And has a backward approach to the foreign policy in the Middle East. But we also need to get Russia to like us better than they like Iran right now. And it didn't help that Obama released $150 billion to Iran because it made them a great big buyer to Russian military equipment, which helped Russia financially. Russia's all about the money, and Trump knows it. So we really have to, you know, improve those things first before we can deal with China. So that's why I think that he's kind of come around to suggesting that the one China policy is a good idea for now. You're listening to The Scott Adams Show, and we love having you. We're live today, Friday, February 10th, 2017. See you next time on the radio. Bye-bye now.
But close enough now to see this mess. where I stand, the mound's getting steeper. I grab a shovel, dig the hole a little deeper, just to bury my kids right up to there.